Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm your co-host, Kim.
All right. What are we going to talk about today?
What a weirdo.
Why gotta be all that? Why don't I gotta be all that? Just because that's...
You're fucking weird.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Ooh, wise guy, eh?
whatever.
All right. So, did anyone hear about the mysterious man going around Gloucester Township snatching up kids, apparently? Apparently, there's a mysterious man that asked three kids if they wanted a ride and told them to get in the car. So, whoever lives in the Gloucester Township area... or let your kids walk home from school unattended. There's a bunch of weirdos around here.
Is it a bunch of weirdos or is it just a weirdo?
I don't know.
Is it
someone
trying to snatch up some fucking kids? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That doesn't,
really?
It didn't say how old the kids were. It just said he approached three kids and asked them if they wanted a ride and told them to get in the car.
Asked them if they wanted a ride to get in the car.
Told him to get in the car. That's a little scary because that's kind of a little crazy.
But whoa, wait. How old were these kids?
I don't know. It doesn't say all that.
It doesn't say how old they were?
Uh-uh.
I mean, what if he was just being nice?
There's not any nice people in this world anymore. But the sad part is you can't trust anybody. That's the thing. Maybe he was being nice, but you can't trust anybody. So, you know, we're always taught from a young age, don't talk to strangers.
Yeah.
That's the one thing they beat in your head. You don't talk to strangers. You can't talk to strangers. So maybe he was just being a friendly neighborhood citizen, offering these poor kids a ride home in the snow.
It was snowing.
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
It was snowing today.
It was snowing.
I don't know.
So why does everybody want to take that? Like, what if he was just being a fucking nice person? Like,
you can't trust anybody
look
anymore.
Look at these kids walking home from school with t-shirts on and fucking.
If somebody mysterious man stopped and asked you for a ride, would you take it?
Depends on where I was going and what
how
I had in my hands, how cold it was and how mysterious he looked.
And I mean, it wasn't just one kid, it was three kids together.
I mean, it was three kids together.
Yeah.
So how's he trying to, wait, hold up. Who's going to try to snatch
three kids
at once?
Unless they were three little kids.
I mean, yeah, it depends if they're three little kids. But if they're like, I'm thinking like middle schoolers.
Doesn't say their age, probably because you don't let kindergartners walk home by themselves. You usually don't. Most parents don't let kindergartners walk home by themselves.
I mean, what if he was just being a nice guy and now he's deemed as a pervert they're looking to like, you know, that.
My daughter, who just turned nine, asks all the time if she can walk home from school by herself, and I tell her no all the time. But then again, my nine-year-old's not the most responsible thing in the world. She can't even ride around the block without falling off her bike, let alone walking home from school by herself. That's a different story.
What do you mean falling off her bike?
She can't even ride around the block without falling off her bike. Scraping up a knee or an elbow. So I can only imagine her tripping over the sidewalk on her way home from school by herself.
I think everyone just jumps to conclusions.
Well, that's because the world has made us that way. You can't trust anybody.
Hey, what was he a fucking Hindu? Like,
I don't know.
Yo, I was walking... This is not a funny story. I was weirded out. I was walking. I just got off work and I was walking to my buddy's house, and I'm walking down the street, and this fucking Hindu pulls up next to me.
Hey, buddy.
He didn't say nothing. He pulls up next to me, and he had a fucking little baby Hindu in the back seat. So, like, I wouldn't say a baby, but it was like a little Hindu in the back seat. And he pulls up and don't say nothing. He starts pulling, like, telling me to get in the car. I'm like, what? Yo, I'm like, what? At first, I thought he was black because he looked black. And I started walking towards, I looked and I stopped. I'm like, oh, shit.
He said, get in the car, buddy.
That's a Hindu. So I'm like, what's up? He's like, come here. No, he didn't say come here. He said, he's like, not come here. He said, what the fuck did he say? He's like, he started waving, like waving me on, like, come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm like, no. I'm like, yo, what the? I'm like, yo, get the fuck out of here, bro. I'm like, yo, get the fuck out of here. And then he drove off. And I looked at his text. I was about to, yo, I was weirded the fuck out. I was about to call cops on him and shit.
I was sure.
And
that's the thing, you can't trust nobody.
He had Florida tags. I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Maybe he's trying to steal. Maybe he wanted the big black penis. You know, he enjoyed the black penis too.
Well, maybe at first I was like, well, maybe he's just a fucking hack. Maybe he thought I wanted an Uber.
I got my dick lift. Maybe he gets down with the brown.
He's brown his damn self, but he had a baby Hindu in the back seat, so
he's gonna show. See, buddy, this is how we do it.
At first I was like, oh, well, maybe he's a cab, and then I'm like, wait, who's a cab with Florida tags? And a miniature Hindu in the back seat.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no. No.
He was showing his kid, preparing his kid for how to blow up people. That's what he's he's giving him his first baby lesson on bombs.
Well, I don't know what he was doing, but if they were experimenting on somebody, they weren't experimenting on me.
Saying you're a grown man and you got strangers trying to offer you rides on. See that? Like, I've walked a lot of my days. I've never, ever, aside from some guys driving down the street trying to screaming out the window, hitting on me, I've never had anybody, like, pull over and try to offer me a ride.
Never.
Never. And I've walked a lot in my day.
Like, just never, no one's ever stopped and asked you, hey, baby, you want a ride?
Yeah, that's what I said, aside from some guys, like, trying to hit on me, that's. Yeah, but I've never, you know.
So what do you say? You're like, yeah.
Yeah. And I go hop right in the car.
Hey, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Where do we eat at?
Yeah. That's how I go to all these amazing parties, you know. I just start walking down the street and wait for some random stranger to pick me up.
Hey, where do we eat at, baby?
You never had fun.
Hey, honey. Yeah. You looking for some action?
Yeah.
Is that what you say?
Mm-hmm.
When you get in the car?
Yeah.
Start pulling up your, like, shorts or your pants.
So they take you to an abandoned building.
And that's where you're found at?
Running trains on you. that's what your Hindu buddy was planning on doing. He's planning on taking you to an abandoned building, and him and his son were gonna run a train on you.
Really? Is that where your mind's
maybe
going?
Maybe that's what society's made us think. You know?
I mean, I don't.
Because one or two sick people out there has made everybody in the world is sick. You can't trust anybody.
I mean,
and it's the one time then you're like, oh, you know, he looks like a decent dude. Let me take a chance. You know, he's not gonna do it. He's not gonna hurt me. That's the one time that you fucked up and took the ride by the wrong person.
Before you got a
before
a ball,
you know it, you're in Florida.
You're tied up.
You're
you have
tied
a ball
up in the trunk.
A
in
ball
Florida.
In your mouth and your arms are behind, handcuffed in the trunk.
And then you got a bomb strapped to your chest.
What movie is that? What's that movie where the girl got kidnapped and
there's a couple movies.
With Holly Berry, and she's like trying to save the girl in the trunk.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the movie. But then there's another one with the guy who died. Paul Walker. Maybe no, it's not Paul Walker.
What movie with Paul
it's
Walker?
It's not Paul Walker. Someone that looks like Paul Walker.
What, Heath Ledger? He died
no,
too.
I don't know.
What are
Heath
you talking
Ledger's.
About?
But it's another movie with some guys. That's what this Hindu is planning on doing to you.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
right.
Planning
that's
on
a, that's
tying
a,
you up after he ran a train. Him and his son ran a train on you.
That's disgusting.
And then, well, then you would have ended up in Florida in the trunk.
So I would have been in the trunk after they're gonna run a train on
after
me.
After they ran
and
a
then
train.
They're gonna and then they're gonna put me in the trunk
then
and then take me to Florida.
Take you to Florida. And strap a bomb to your chest.
And then put a bomb to my chest.
After
they ran
your butthole raw.
Like, what are you talking about? Why? What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? Hindus are rapists?
Oh, well, I'm just saying anyone who tries to offer.
He was a fucking Uber. How come he can't just be a taxi cab driver? How come he can't just be a nice taxi cab driver?
Anybody can be an Uber.
Yeah.
You know?
He was a taxi cab driver. How come he just couldn't have been a taxi cab driver? Why does he have to want to run a train on a man?
Why did he say he was a taxi cab driver?
I think that's what he was trying to say to me, but I didn't understand his language.
No, that's not what
he
was
come
trying
here,
to say.
Buddy.
That's not what he was
come
saying.
Come here, buddy.
Look, son, this is how it's done. He's teaching them young.
That's 999 for stocks.
He's teaching them young.
Nah, that's fucked up.
I
didn't mean to offend anybody, except for
maybe
if
he was a nice person.
Maybe he was just a nice person.
Maybe he wasn't.
Maybe he was just trying to make a dollar.
I'd rather not ever know.
Maybe he was just trying to make a dollar. So wait. So like I was saying, like you were just saying. So you've never gotten in a car with somebody you didn't know.
No. Nope. Maybe.
Never.
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 I may have gotten rides in high school when after being at a party and some person I don't know, a friend of a friend, gave me a ride home. But walking down the street, somebody stopped and offered me a ride. I never, never, never happened.
So maybe at a party in high school, after you got ridden at the party in high school.
Even me and my friend,
Yeah, you and your friend.
Yeah, I was like to say your name. We were 10 years old. We took the bus to Gloucester.
At 10 years old,
at
you were catching the bus.
We caught the bus to Gloucester, and we were actually trying to hitchhike for rides, and nobody even still even stopped to give us a ride. Nobody even stopped to offer us a ride.
You're 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
So what did you just say? What did you start the show off with? Was saying that some man was trying to offer some kids a ride.
Yeah.
So why would anybody pick up a fucking 10-year-old if because they're gonna just be accused of fucking kidnapping?
Yeah. Well, nowadays, back then it wasn't so bad.
What do you mean it wasn't so bad?
Back then?
Six sons of bitches were just still out
no,
there.
No, it's a different world. When we were kids, like I remember, you could go out and I lived in a development and we could run around a development at 6, 7, 8 years old by ourselves. Plane and we didn't have to worry about anyone coming in and taking us. Like now you can't even let your kids out the front door. Like they have to stay in the yard. They can't leave the yard because God knows who's going to come around the corner and snatch them up.
I mean,
too many sick people out there.
Yeah, there's sick people out there, but who really wants somebody else's fucking kids?
Apparently a lot of people do.
I guess so. Not me. No, not us. Not at all. I don't want anybody else's kids.
I agree.
Period.
I have enough of my own.
End of story. Like, no, I don't want nobody's kids. But
on the next note, how about the bullshit with the fake bomb threats in Hawaii or Japan? What would you do if we're sitting here now and we just got these texts saying incoming bomb, find shelter now? Like, what?
Wait. What if we got a fucking text that said this?
Break yourself, fool.
Yeah.
But it was a bomb.
Yeah.
Fly
cover now. Like I can only imagine it had to be chaos.
That's gotta be fucking
in Hawaii
scary.
And Japan. Like that had to be nuts. Everyone going crazy. Where do you go to hide from a bomb? There's nowhere. We don't have bomb shelters here. Where do you go to hide from a bomb? What do you do? What do you do if you get that threat? Hop in your car and start driving as fast as you can. You don't think everyone's gonna start doing that and thinking that? Like what do you do?
If I stay
in your house and hope it doesn't hit you?
If I was gonna like get a bomb message, like there's a bomb coming.
Yeah.
Bomb coming.
Yeah.
You know what I would do? I would just go hide in the bathtub.
What's the bathtub gonna do?
I don't know.
Look,
that's what you would. That's what like. That's what I was told. Like if there was like a hurricane or something or
look,
a tornado,
hide
under the desk.
Yeah, we did fire drills. We did earthquake drills.
The same thing
we didn't
for
have bomb drills. school. They didn't prepare us for this in kindergarten, okay? They prepared us for fires and hurricanes and earthquakes. They didn't prepare us for bombs. So what do you do?
Hide under a desk.
Where do you go?
I would hide under a desk.
You don't think the bomb's going to get through that desk?
I'm sure it will,
but
no. I'll hide under the covers.
What do you do? Start digging holes in the ground? Like, where do you go?
I mean,
I don't know anyone that has a bomb.
Say your prayers. Say your prayers and kiss your ass goodbye.
Right?
Like, as if there was an incoming bomb, there's nothing you can fucking do.
Find somebody that has one of those attics, you know, that has the cellar doors, the storm cellar doors. You can go hide in their attic.
What's a fucking attic going to do for a bomb?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, where do we go?
Most people either go to heaven or hell if a bomb hits.
Yeah, I can only imagine how those poor innocent people in Hawaii and Japan felt getting that disturbing.
Scary message.
Yes. And then find out it was a false alarm too.
Change your pants after you shit yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
and then get Donald Trump on the phone, and he's gonna build a bomb shelter somewhere that's gonna fit all of us citizens in.
I doubt it.
No.
All
he cares about is having one for himself.
Yeah. Donald Trump, all he cares about is him, his wigs, and I'm sure his money.
His Rogaine.
I mean, I would hide my money, wouldn't you?
I definitely would.
I mean, but like I said, I would hide in the bathtub. If you got a bomb threat message right now, and it wasn't a threat, and it was like, this is not a joke. This is a real alert.
Right.
What would you do?
To be honest, that's what I said. I have no idea what I would do because I've never thought about that actually ever happening. That has never been a concern of mine.
Some people would probably start praying.
I'm sure.
Some people would fucking
just sit here and hope it doesn't hit you.
Even
if the bomb doesn't hit you directly,
I don't know.
The bomb can hit Maine, and we're still going to feel the aftermath of it, the radiation and everything else.
The bomb could hit fucking Ohio.
And we'll still get it. Yeah.
Still get it. Yeah.
Like I said, they prepared
definitely.
Us for fires, earthquakes. They didn't prepare us for what to do with a bomb. When a bomb's coming your way. Like,
but why should we even be thinking like that? Why
know,
should we even be
said,
thinking like that?
To be honest, that thought has never crossed my mind. What do I do if a bomb is coming my way? I've never thought about it, never thought where I would go, what do I do? Never. I never had that worry until this past weekend, and I'm like, wow, what would we do if a bomb was coming this way? Like, what would we do?
I would start praying. I would start praying in the tub. I start praying in the tub.
Praying naked in the tub with the water running?
No, just praying in the tub. Because, I don't know, maybe...
Prayer.
Maybe
our military will shoot the bomb out before it hits us.
Nah, fuck that. I'm thinking, like, maybe... Like, if there's debris flying in, maybe the tub will protect me from it.
You better put the mattress in
there, under the desk, like they say, hide under the desk.
I'd be in the tub with the mattress on the outside of the tub.
I'm safe in here under this mattress tub.
Under the mattress tub, yep.
God. Well, let's talk a little bit of football.
Supposedly Tom Brady is hurt. He hurt his throat.
Allegedly.
Today.
Allegedly. Tom Brady didn't practice today?
No, he didn't practice. They said,
let's applause that. Let's applause that.
He injured his throwing hand when a player accidentally bumped into him.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not buying that.
Something
bullshit.
Along those lines.
I'm not buying that
bullshit.
But yeah,
they believe he'll still be able to play.
Oh, I'm sure he's not going to play in it. AFC Championship game.
But that means if he injured his hand, that's all the better, you know. Jacksonville just needs to go in for some blitzes and make him fall on his hand.
Blitzes?
Yeah.
They need to go in for bloodshed.
Yeah.
I want to see him
break that hand. Break that hand, fool.
But to be honest with you, I really don't give a fuck what happens to Tom Brady.
I don't either. But if they take him out, then, well, then that means it's going to be
done.
Jacksonville.
No, it's pretty much done. And then, you know what? They probably I don't know if they could beat Jacksonville. I don't know if New England could beat Jacksonville with Tom Brady, but we'll see. We shall see. But
he's 40 years old. Well, he's 40, you know? He's getting old. His bones are getting brittle, you know? You know how that is when you get old. Your bones get soft and they break easily.
Ain't that the truth?
They said he's been in his 18 years playing. this will be his eighth time going to the Super Bowl or something like that. 18 years playing.
Yep.
Jesus.
Super Bowl in 18 years. So he's like in the Super Bowl like every year.
Yeah.
Every year. And if he wasn't in it, I told you, I named the facts of he played in like, this is his seventh AFC championship game in a row. And not to count the fucking three that he had back in 2001, two.
Are you sure? I think they said this would be his eighth Super Bowl.
Yeah, eighth Super Bowl. But
in order to get
not
to
championship
Super Bowl,
game.
You gotta
he's
play
made
the
it
championship
to,
game.
He's made it to, yeah. Before you make it to Super Bowl, you have to play in the championship game. And he's been to fucking seven in a row.
Right.
And he's also been, he went to two in a row earlier in the early 2000s. And he went to another one. Like, man, he's been, I think it's like his, like, 12th AFC championship
game.
Isn't
it about time for him to retire? Don't they have, like, an age limit in the NFL? Like,
nah,
you,
no age limit.
Isn't it, like, once you hit 30, you know,
ain't no
you're
age limit.
Old.
Ain't no age
he's
limit. He's,
40.
Like, he's the oldest player to ever win a playoff game at quarterback.
40.
The oldest player.
40 years old.
He's a beast.
Look.
But, yo, let's take a call. Barbershop
Yo.
Talk Radio, what is the deal, dog?
What's
what up, man? What's going
What's
on,
good,
man?
Bro?
Same shit, different day. Yo, man, I kind of feel bad about your Steelers, dog.
How you know who it is?
Because I got caller ID, and you called here before. But, what's up with you, man? Like, how you feel about the Steelers losing that game, bro?
He was depressed for the last game.
Defense couldn't fucking stop the fly.
All right, if you were coaching that game, would you? If you could go back, what would you have done differently?
You can't like sit our defensive starters for like bench players. Like they couldn't stop nobody, so like you really can't do nothing. The players gotta want it more.
You think so? You feel like the defense lost the game?
Yeah, I feel like our defense lost us the game. I feel like a couple play callings lost us the game.
I feel like they were like intimidated. Like,
you had 2 4th-and-1s and you didn't convert. Stupid play calls. That was stupid play calls.
Yeah,
why would you do
listen,
a pitch?
That's crazy. But then we score on like a 4th-and-11. Like that's crazy, ridiculous.
You scored on 4th-and-11. You scored on 4th-and-5,
and we can't get a 4th-and-1.
Passes. And you couldn't get a 4th-and-1.
Right.
You couldn't get a 4th-and-1. And then Juju dropped that pass on that the 1 4th down. And then you guys try to run a pitch on 4th-and-1 instead of just or 4th-and-inches. And you do a pitch instead of just QB sneaking it up the middle. Why? Stupid.
Right.
Bad play calling. But you almost had to do that because you had to do that because you guys couldn't stop Jackson. You guys couldn't stop Jackson.
We didn't have to, though. We had a 2-minute warning and 2 timeouts.
Yeah. I mean, you would have kicked it and played defense?
Yeah.
Even though you weren't stopping Jacksonville at all?
Listen.
I mean, Jacksonville was really running on y'all.
From the beginning.
They just gave them an easy first down, though. Like, I mean, not an easy first down, an easy field goal.
Yeah, that's all they needed. They were already up by 7. Yeah. You know what? They probably should have just kicked off the ball, kicked the ball off, and played defense. Yeah, I agree. Especially with the 2-minute warning and 2 timeouts left. So.
Yeah.
But
and our offense,
I know you're,
the offense was red hot. Like, the offense was red hot.
Yeah, that was the most points I've seen you guys put up all year.
Yeah, it is.
That was nuts. And that was supposedly, allegedly, the best defense in football. You guys were running like up and down the field on them.
Like,
they say
everything.
They defense. You feel me? This is crazy.
But who you like this week? Pittsburgh and or Jacksonville? Who you like? I mean, New England and Jacksonville. I'm sorry. My bad.
New England.
I know you're gonna say Minnesota over the Eagles.
You got New England over Jacksonville. Why do you think that?
Tom's just mature. Like he does what he does.
even though, you feel me, it's accusations about his hand or whatever, man, he's playing through that bullshit.
Like I said, I don't want him to go, but I think they're going to go.
Yeah, he's going to play. That's his stop. He's going to do what he do. He's going to throw the ball. He's going to throw the ball inside the numbers and just eat them up. Like,
yeah.
Because you can't throw the ball outside the numbers on that Jacksonville defense.
And then what? You got Minnesota, right?
Okay. All right. So, since we're so close at the end of this, because, you know, whoever gets the most games out of all the playoff games, we're all tied. So, I'm going to need a score. I said we're all tied. A lot of people are tied up. So, it is only four games left, so I'm going to need a score. So, I need a score of the Jacksonville game. So, what's the Jacksonville-New England score? Give me a score.
21-17.
21-17, New England. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Philadelphia, Minnesota. Who you got?
Minnesota.
Why are you picking Minnesota?
I feel like Case Keenum is playing good football. I think that defense is really good too, as well.
Even though you don't feel like they got, do you feel like they got lucky to win that game?
That was lucky. They was lucky, but you could tell Stephon Diggs wanted it though. That's not luck. That catch and run wasn't luck.
Yeah,
that throw was luck though.
Right time. And
the throw was luck, and the missed tackle was luck.
He missed getting his
But Stephon Diggs wanted that.
Bro, I don't care how bad he wanted it, bro. If this guy just wraps him up, the game is over. That was a miracle.
Yeah. He basically jumped on a dude's back.
Yeah,
and
that
would have been a blown game, bro. They were dominant. They were up 17-0.
They called that the Minnesota Miracle.
They were up 17-0 to the Saints and made a bunch of bad plays. If they play like that, they're going to lose against the Eagles, bro. They are.
Drew Brees, though. Drew Brees going to do him.
Yeah, but it just wasn't just Drew Brees, man. Case Keenum was turning the ball over, making bad decisions. Like
that kid that missed the tackle caught a pick too.
Yeah. So, all right, you got Minnesota. All right, I need a score. Give me a score. 28-21. With those defenses, man, you think it's gonna be that high scoring of a game?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. You got Minnesota and New England playing in the Super Bowl, and, you know, we'll cross that path when we get there.
New England and Minnesota.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, we'll cross that path when we get there next in a couple weeks or so. But, what was the question of the day?
What would you do if you got a bomb text telling you a bomb's coming your way, take cover? What would you do? Where would you go?
What would I do? Where would I go?
You heard about the stuff that happened in Hawaii and Japan, right? Yeah. How they all got texts saying a bomb was coming their way. Like, take cover now. What would you do if your phone just went off, like how it does with the Amber Alerts and the storm warnings? Like, but it was a bomb. Like, a bomb was coming your way. Take cover. What would you do? Where would you go? Nobody knows. They didn't prepare us for this stuff.
I guess I would like eat my final supper or whatever. Like.
Final supper. You
get something to eat.
Eat your final supper.
Tell me, meet up with a little thing. Tell me something like.
Try to smash something
you
before
you go down happy. You know, before you're blown to pieces.
yeah.
Nothing else you could do. It's not like you can like. Catch that shit and throw it back to where it came from. Like,
it's not like we got bomb shelters to go hide at. Like, what do you
want? Right, like, we don't got none of that.
Sit back and brace and hope it doesn't hit you.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing really much you can fucking do.
Right.
But so you're just going to grab something to eat and fucking go grab some tail.
Smoke one spot, my guess.
And sit back and brace for the incoming.
Oh, shit. I mean, I guess that's all you really can do. I mean, that's all you can do.
There's a bomb coming our way. There's not, like, you're right. There's nothing we're going to do. There's nothing we can do.
I mean, I'd probably go looting. I go to Walmart and shit. I go to Walmart.
You're gonna get blown up with whatever's in your pocket anyway.
Hey, fuck
yo, it. Yo, Marcus.
I'll go loot this shit.
You're gonna go loot and steal. Start stealing Xbox.
Yo, for real, I would do something fucked up like that. Like.
Yo, just because you never did it before. Like,
yo, for real, I just go do something like that, man.
Right.
I probably go looting. Yeah, I go looting.
Get a baseball bat and start tearing shit up.
Yo, for real. I mean, what else can you do? What else can you do?
Right.
Like, and then you get it. Oh, that was just a drill. You're like, oh, shit, I'm going to jail.
Right.
Like, you were
going
oh,
that wasn't me.
If that happened, oh, man. That's crazy.
I'd be mad.
I'd
be mad.
I messed up my life.
Right. Yo, for real. Like I thought I was dead.
Yeah, I thought I was dying.
They're like, that's still no reason for you to break the law. Like, hey, man.
That's
hey,
it is.
Yeah, it is.
Like
shit.
Just, you didn't think you were dying. Thought everyone was dying. The whole world is dying.
Like,
all in New Jersey.
Shit. Well, yo, man. What else? What else was the other one?
Did you hear about the mysterious stranger that was, approached three kids in Gloucester Township and asked them for a ride? Asked them if they wanted a
oh,
ride.
Wow.
You ever had anyone offer? Yeah. You ever had anyone offer you a ride?
Yeah. Have well, you ever taken
not,
a ride from a stranger?
Have I ever taken a ride from a stranger?
Like
not
walking down the street. Walking down the street. Didn't know who they were. They offered you a ride and you got in a car. Has that ever happened?
Like, I was walking down the street and somebody I knew pulled up on me like, yo, what's good, Reese? Like, what's good? I never, like, not somebody I never met before pulled up on me and said, hey, you want to get in a ride? You want to get in this car? Because I wouldn't anyway.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, a fucking person that you've never met.
No, that never happened. Never happened to me.
Me neither.
Never.
Yeah, it's not
now, would you do it? Would you get in the car with if somebody pulled up on you that
gotta,
you didn't know?
It got to be a blizzard or rainstorm. Pouring down rain or something.
And I gotta have a gun in my pocket or something. Something gun knife.
See, that's where you get it wrong. That's where you get it. You think females wouldn't kill you and shit.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm getting in the car with Miss Pearly.
Yeah.
I'm getting all in the right, car
it,
with Miss right. Pearly.
All right, you gotta be a grandma or something then.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Fucking somebody
yeah.
old as shit. Somebody old. Like, come here, honey. Do you need a ride? He's like, yeah. Yeah. But if not, like, I don't know. I ain't getting in.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, early. Like, I was talking about how some fucking... some Hindu fucking offered me a ride. Like, he offered me... He was trying to... He just started waving at me, like, telling me to come get in the car. I'm like, nah.
Oh,
that's what I said. Oh, like, yo, and he had his son in the back seat. I'm like, yo, he was trying to show his son.
Yeah, he
early.
Had like a little baby Hindu in the back seat. Like, and I'm like, yeah.
This is how you do it, buddy.
I ain't getting in, bro. I ain't getting in.
You spread
yo,
the
for
cheese
real.
Like this.
This is
show.
How we take apart the body. Like, yo, you ain't using me as no motherfucking mannequin.
Yeah, and he had Florida tags too at that. Like, with Florida tags, like.
Hey, yeah, he had Florida tags and shit.
No.
Crazy shit.
Nowadays, I walk.
But
I'll
yo, bro,
walking.
Thanks for the call, dog. I got your picks locked
wow,
in, man. Yo, if you win this shit, if you win it, you gonna win something. So
we got a prize for
we got a prize
in.
For whoever got the most wins.
Everyone's
shit. So
tied.
Everybody's
we're
tied up right now. So
week.
You gotta get either if everybody ties up with the games, we're gonna go to the scores and then go to the Super Bowl after that. So. We'll see, dog.
I'll
all right, man.
Super Bowl pick still?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right,
bro. Thank you. Yeah.
Crazy world. Mysterious people. Mysterious strangers asking kids for rides. Bomb threats.
Fucking, what the fuck is this world going to, man? What the hell is this world coming to?
There you got this racist Donald Trump. Saying that it was fake news that it's not even real. Like, not saying, oh, I'm sorry that some asshole pushed the panic button and sent the whole state of Hawaii text messages telling them there was a bomb threat. It took them, like, what, 36 minutes to figure out that it was an accident?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, before they figured out it was a mistake.
I mean,
36 minutes. That's a long time.
What, so they thought that was real?
Yeah, they thought it was real. Yeah, it took them 36 minutes to figure out. Because on the radio this morning, they said the same thing happened in Japan. It was an accident, but they figured it out.
How is that an accident, yo? Yeah. I don't think that's an accident. I think they're just trying to prep people for shit like that.
Yeah,
shit like that.
Yeah, because Trump's going to get us all blown up.
Yep.
You heard it here first. He's going to get us all blown up.
There's a war coming, Ned. I don't know when, I don't know who we'll be fighting. But it's coming.
That's exactly right.
It's gonna be North Korea is going to be shooting missiles at us because of Donald Trump.
Maybe.
And we already know North Korea is crazy.
Are they crazy?
Yeah.
Or are they just defending what they fucking...
I don't know. I've heard some things about North Korea's king or whatever he's called over there.
King?
I don't know what he's called. The president, whoever he is.
King? He ain't no motherfucking king.
I've heard some crazy, crazy things about that guy.
I mean, I've heard some crazy, crazy shit about Trump.
Yeah.
Is he our king?
Me too. I don't know how.
He ain't our fucking king, and he's not a king.
Anyone could be president these days. You might be the next president.
First real black president.
First real, not half,
Obama's mixed.
Yeah.
And his name's Barack. What the fuck is that?
That sounds like a Hindu name to me.
It is. It does. It sounds like a small Hindu
Barack
name.
Barack Obama.
Who turned into a big Hindu.
Yeah.
Who turned into a Hindu president.
Yeah.
Barack Obama. That sounds like a fucking Hindu name.
Donald Trump, you could be the next president. I could be the next president.
I wonder what Donald Trump's real name is. You think Trump's his last name?
Yeah.
In real life?
Why, you don't believe it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I never really thought that it was, and I always just thought that was his real name.
He looks like his name would be like Donald.
Ben.
I don't think Trump's his last name. Is it?
I don't know.
Like, I mean.
Let's look it up. Let's
is Donald Trump his last name, really? Is Trump his last name for real? Like, I don't really think Trump's his last name. That's what I'm saying. If it is, it is, but. I mean,
no, Trump's family surname was Drumpf.
I knew Trump wasn't his last name.
Drumpf. Trump is not his real name.
I knew it. I knew it. All right, applaud me. Applaud me. Applaud me. I knew it.
You heard that somewhere.
No, I didn't.
You got that off it, didn't
you? No, I didn't.
Somebody talk about it.
Applaud me. Hold on. Give me at least 5 seconds. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wasn't Donald Trump.
I knew that shit. I knew it. Because Trump doesn't sound like a real last name.
I mean, but, you know, whose last name really sounds like everyone's last name is Donald.
Donald Trump.
D-R-U-M-P-F.
I knew that cocksucker's real name was not Trump. I knew it.
Donald Trump.
He changed his last name.
He didn't. His ancestors changed the family surname from Drumpf. Drumpf.
Drumpf. Drumpf.
Donald Drumpf.
D-R-U-M-B-F is his last fucking
P-F.
Name.
D-R-U-M-P-F.
P-F. P-F.
Yeah.
Drumpf.
Drumpf.
Is that real? Is that real?
Well, you know how when all of our ancestors came over, they changed, all of our names got changed. Like, you know, I don't know
really
what mine was.
Yeah, we don't need to hear that over the airwaves.
No, yeah,
here.
Of course not.
I mean...
It says the name of Donald Trump's grandfather, Frederick Drumpf, was angelicized to Frederick Trump, but he died several years before the report. So.
It's Drumpf? Donald Drumpf?
Oh, yeah, because it says his paternal granddad, who came to America at 16 with little more than a name, he later changed. Lived a true rags-to-riches life, leaving his widow and 3 kids a modest fortune when he died. Fred Trump, born Frederick Drumpf in Gallistad, Germany in 1869.
Oh, so Trump's a German.
He's a German. Oh, yeah, you can't tell.
I don't know. What do Germans look like?
Me? I'm German.
Oh, so you're German?
Yeah.
So is that why you don't?
Poland.
So is that why you don't like Jews?
That's exactly why. No, I don't have no problem with Jews. I have nothing against Jews.
I thought you were Russian.
No.
I thought you were Muslim.
No, that's just...
Applaud me.
That's just it. Thing to say there, Hindu.
You thought I was Hindu?
You're part Hindu.
Maybe somewhere down the line, yeah. I might be some Hindu. In
yeah.
I doubt it.
Your eyes say you got a little chin.
Well, you know, I be from Jamaica, man. A lot of mercy.
Yeah.
What part of Jamaica? Right near the beach. Boy. Yeah, that's wrong. Well, you know, I be from Jamaica, man. A lot of mercy. Right near the beach. Yeah, that's me. Boy. Yeah, that's right.
Boring.
I'm only kidding.
German.
No, I'm mostly Italian. I can't tell, but I'm mostly Italian.
So you would be considered an albino,
albino Italian.
An albino Italian.
Yeah, they must have lost the pigment. I must have been born without my pigment.
I thought you were Scottish.
Yeah, no, I'm Irish.
I thought you were a Viking.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could live through those Viking days.
I thought you were a German Jew. No, I didn't know what you were. I just thought you were white.
I'm a Nazi.
Yeah, you probably are.
That's what they say. Like, look, on your application, when you're filling out an application, it doesn't say, are you German, Italian, Polish? It says, are you white or black? I'm just white.
You're just white?
I'm just white.
So, what would your mom think if she heard you say that you're a Nazi?
I don't know, Mom. If you're listening, how do you feel about me saying that I'm part Nazi?
Wait. Your mom, your family was part of the Nazi party? Is that what you're saying?
No, they weren't. But actually, our grandparents, they all lived through segregation. That wasn't that long ago. To change the subject.
Wait,
it has nothing to do with that.
Who lived in segregation?
Oh, my grandparents did.
Wait. You guys live, I'm not going to say the town, but you guys still live in segregation.
Yeah, I know. Yes, it definitely is still segregated. Definitely.
Yeah.
Especially the police department.
Applaud me. But all right, how about we go through your picks. Yeah.
My picks?
Yeah. Well, who do you got this week? Who do you got this week?
Good question.
Think about it.
I know, got the Eagles. I don't want New England, but I think they're going to win.
All right, so you got New England and the Birds.
Yeah. New England and the Eagles.
Okay, so give me a score.
What about your picks?
No, we need a score. We need a score from you.
See, the Eagles game, I don't think it's going to be that high. I think it's going to be like 17-14.
Right.
It's going to be a close game.
All right, 17-14. Now, what's New England?
New England.
Versus Jacksonville. Remember, Jacksonville is a 9.5-point or a 9-point underdog. So they think New England's
going to win. The Eagles are the underdog this week.
Yeah, we're 3.5 points. We're 3.5-point underdog.
And if they go to the Super Bowl, they're going to be underdogs too. So they
made
a whole big thing about it.
Absolutely.
They're selling, or they said buy dog masks. You can come in the game with dog masks. Of course, you can't wear them through security, but they'll allow you to come into the game this weekend with dog masks.
Yeah, to some fucking Hindus start coming in there with dog masks and bomb strapped in their chest.
Yeah, no, they said you have to take it off for security check.
Those is jokes.
That's a racial slur.
Yeah, it is a slur. So fucking what?
Yeah, I don't like it. Don't listen.
All right, so what's your pick?
Eagles 17-14.
17-14 Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say New England will be 32-28.
Damn, 32-28.
Yeah, just throwing numbers out there.
All right, just spitballing.
Yeah,
throwing up shots.
First thing that comes to mind. First numbers to come to the noggin. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, me personally, I'm going to go Eagles, of course.
What's your score?
Did I just say Eagles?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Applause.
Oh.
I want to give a I'm going to give a score of, let's see. I'm going to give a score of, let me see. Let me think about this. I'm not so sure. Eagles. Eagles 24, Minnesota 15.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what I heard on the radio this morning when I was on my way to work? They had this rap song that they made about Nick Foles. It was actually pretty good. I tried looking it up on YouTube and the internet, and I couldn't find it. I was actually really impressed with whoever, the maker of that song. It was a really, really good song. They're like, Nick Foles, basically like encouraging them. Like,
it was a good song.
It was a rap about, like, we believe in you, Nick. Like, all kinds of, it was good. It was
a
good
rap
song.
More than Nick Foles. This is bigger than Nick Foles. This is.
But you're right. All over the internet, they're saying, like, if the Eagles don't win this weekend, there's going to be, like, just like Carl said yesterday, it's going to be, if Carson Wentz was here, we would have won, kind of thing.
Well, we haven't lost a game at home in 2 years, so it's basically this.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Hopefully, so we can rent our RV. E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles! We'll be taking our radio show live on the You've probably been in the stands, like sitting there singing it with them on the road to victory.
Yes. let's applaud them.
I can see you. All right.
Yes. All right.
Stop stalling and give me your second pick.
All right. I'm thinking I'm going to go with
Jacksonville.
I want to go with Jacksonville bad. But it's so hard for me to pick against New England, man.
Because you just don't believe that they're going to lose.
It's hard for me to pick against New England, man.
It's just the way things are going, it's almost like guaranteed. Not guaranteed because nothing's guaranteed, but it almost looks like they're going. That's what it feels like.
Anything
can happen, yeah.
It kind of feels like New England's
proven
gone.
In the Minnesota game, anything can happen.
I think New England's licking their chops.
And
that
it's going to come down to
they're playing Jacksonville.
It's going to come down to who wants it more. You know, New England's been there many, many, many times.
Too many times, and I have never
to the
seen
point
them lose
where
to a team.
They take advantage of it. Like, fuck it, we don't have to play this hard. We're getting it anyway.
I think they're going to beat New England. I mean, I think I want to pick them. I want to pick Jacksonville, but I just can't see it. I mean, somehow New England always fucking wins, man. Like,
I hope they don't, but.
In saying that, and I'm saying this, and you know what? I can change my pick before the game anytime. But as of right now, I'm leaning towards Jacksonville.
Okay.
Even though I think New England's going to win.
What's the score?
It's going to
be a close one?
It's not. Let's go with 26-24.
That's a close one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a dog fight. No matter who wins, whether it's the Eagles or Minnesota.
I'm thinking about changing my pick. Like right now.
Now usually when you second guess yourself there, that's when you end up
making
the wrong choice.
I see New England winning, but... I think Jacksonville can win, but I just it's hard for me to see them beating. It's hard for me to see them beating New England.
Anything's possible. Look, New England is not unstoppable. They didn't go their whole season undefeated.
No,
they have
lost.
Been beat.
Jay Cutler whooped that ass.
Yeah, they have been beat. Many other teams have beat their ass. Like, it is possible. They're not unbeatable.
Pittsburgh had them beat and then fucking blew it at the end.
Everyone makes out like New England is this great team that's undefeated and they're unstoppable. Nobody can beat them. That's not the case. They've been beaten many times. The Eagles had a better record than they did this season. So, I know they're in different divisions, but still, like, they clearly, what was the record?
Eagles were 13-3, and I believe New England was the same record. I believe they were 13-3 as well.
Okay, which means they lost three games this season, so three other teams beat them.
Yeah.
Which means it's possible.
It can happen.
After the Minnesota game, after seeing that miracle, anything's possible. Game is not over until there's 0 seconds left.
Well, we shall see. I mean, I can't wait. I can't wait. So
was it Sunday?
This Sunday. At
Eagles are at 6:30.
Eagles are at 6 something. And
Jacksonville's
at at 3 something. They should just make it at 1 and at 4, but they always got to do some extra bullshit.
Yeah.
So, we'll see, but let's wrap this up.
Yeah,
you have anything else?
Another segment of Barbershop Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I will see you guys another day. Hey,
stay
let's go out with
our next,
or
our
not
next episode tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Subscribe to our channel on YouTube, Young Slim.
Let's get
YUN9SLIM.
Let's serenade this ending
right.
With the Eagles chant because we're so close to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
E-A-T-L-E-S Eagles! E-A-T-L-E-S Eagles!
Okay.